This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. I mean, it's a brilliant idea, this Uber Eats. Have you guys heard about this? I just heard about it recently. Apparently, Uber can bring food. This whole idea of Uber, you know, where now you could just hire somebody to take you anywhere. Now, I guess Uber has a program where they partner with burger chains. Okay? And they deliver. So it allows McDonald's to deliver, restaurants to deliver. So really quickly here, The Verge talks about how you can now order McDonald's from Uber Eats in more than 1,000 locations. It expanded its partnership with the food delivery arm of Uber last month. Yeah, they have a food delivery arm. I mean, I wonder if they'll also have, like, you know, sanitary napkins and, you know, household products and things like that delivery. And I guess starting today, Uber Eats will support McDonald's in more than 1,000 locations across the U.S., 300 in Los Angeles, California, 144 in Phoenix, Arizona, 270 in Chicago, Illinois, 59 in Columbus. Uber and McDonald's originally launched a pilot program in more than 200 Florida locations back in January. And the pair announced the expansion of the successful partnership last month when the burger chain held a quarterly earnings call with investors. We didn't know at the time which cities would be included in the expansion, they said. In a statement, they say we are bringing a new level of convenience to more of our customers as we continue to transform the McDonald's experience. Now, if you're thinking what I'm thinking loss of jobs. If people don't want to get out of their house to get up and get fast food and have fast food brought to them, McDonald's may not need to have all those stores. They could have maybe one or two giant stores and then have Uber pick these burgers up and take them to where you are. Kind of like Uber is starting to be like a robot for you, even though there's somebody there. So this could start helping them save. It's like the Amazon of yet fast food. They say McDonald's delivery exists in one form or another through a number of different services like Postmates. In big markets like New York City, delivery through smaller third-party options has existed for years. I had no idea. And the high density of McDonald's there makes it easy to get food to customers' doors. But by partnering with Uber, which already has logistics networks in small, medium, and large cities, McDonald's is able to bring delivery to markets like Florida and Ohio that typically don't have a lot of food delivery options beyond standard pizza or Chinese food order. They say it's also a way to try and get young mobile app-using millennials to stop spending money at fast, casual competitors and to maybe think about ordering a Big Mac online instead. You know, I got to tell you something. The ingenuity that we see that these markets are doing. I mean, you know, the recession blew us, I think, for a loop. And a lot of what we thought with our 80s and 90s style thinking, all right, well, real estate, you own your own store, it's almost like it's the opposite. Own less real estate, have more mobility. Move your products, manage your product line mobily. Yeah, it's incredible. You know, seeing Yellow Pages. I remember my father, right? I mean, you know, us pulling every dollar and Penny out from under the couch to help pay for a Yellow Page ad for my dad to get phone calls to fix appliances. And it was, you know, because he would go to people's houses and, you know, fix appliances, and he didn't have a store. And it's like, you know, one day we get a store. And if you have a store, then people go to your store. And people know who you are, and it was all about getting real estate. You need to, and you know, we're finding no, that's not the case. You know, one of the smarter things to do in real estate that we're seeing people do is buy the house, or the house that you're in, and then as soon as you think the market is high enough, sell it for a smaller house. Then once you can build up a little bit of profit of that, sell it for even a smaller house. Such until you are finally in a place with absolutely no rent and no mortgage. Okay? Then you can maybe do that again. And rather than having tenants, just buy and sell. And so getting rid of your assets seems to be, or having smaller assets seems to be the way to financially go for some people, especially middle America. So, you know, look at this with fast food. Yeah, I got to add it to you. I mean, Uber, I don't know much about them as a company. I don't know if they're good guys, bad guys, or whatever. But I have to give them an A-plus for brilliance in terms of being able to offer jobs when the economy was bad, offer an avenue for people who want to get out of the office and who want to be in their car, and yet do some customer service. I mean, it offered employment. I think that's incredible. Now, maybe it's not the most, stable employment for some. Maybe it's not the most safe. You know, you hear, you know, Uber drivers getting attacked, et cetera. But it's a job. And I mean, who knew that market would come to play? And, you know, I just thought you can't compete with cabs and cab companies. You just can't compete with them. I thought, I don't know, whoever owned cab companies would prevent you from doing that. But apparently the market allowed, you know, non-cab. Now, mind you, in New York and other states, you try to Uber and you're not certified, you're in trouble. I mean, you get into a whole lot of trouble trying to sell your ride. Can't be doing that. So good for Uber, especially delivering food, and people will now get their McDonald's any way they want. It's called Uber Eats. All right, when we come back, it looks like we have more trouble going on right now on airplanes. And this last case, very, very scary, where some guy goes completely berserk, and he actually tries to open up the door of the airplane. What is wrong with people? 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCTALI. Learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you racked up more than $10,000? In credit card debt? Are you barely getting by? Making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, with Dr. Dolly, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So it sounds like on airplanes, you could get groped, you could get sexually assaulted, you could get punched, you could get kicked off your flight, you could lose your iPad, not get it back. It just sounds like flying is becoming a real big hassle and unfortunately not fun. Well, for the people on this Air Canada flight that were forced to land in Orlando because a passenger just went berserk, they had to make an emergency landing in Orlando after a passenger tried to open up the cabin door while the plane was in the air. Brandon Cornea, the passenger, had to be restrained with zip ties and held down after he also threatened people with hot pots of coffee. according to a federal criminal complaint. The Canadian man was aboard a nonstop flight from Jamaica to Toronto. And I guess they had to wind up landing in Florida around 8 p.m. Soon after the plane took off, it hit turbulence, the complaint said. And a flight attendant heard commotion in the cabin. She found Cornea acting in an unusual manner, according to the complaint, and he began to yell at fellow passengers looking at him. At one point, he threw a wad of paper at a female passenger sitting nearby. Flight attendants moved him to the back of the plane, but he soon returned to his original seat. Then he ran to the back of the plane and grabbed a pot of coffee. He started swinging the pot aggressively at the flight crew, allegedly. Then he told fellow passengers it takes just one person to bring down the plane and that he was going to take all of them with him, according to court documents. Cornea then grabbed another pot of coffee, this one fresh and hot, and the flight attendant was worried he was going to throw the substance on that was and scald somebody. So she approached Cornea and tried to settle him, the complaint reads, at which point he grabbed the lever to the rear cabin door. So imagine this. The hot pot of coffee is his weapon. And he's in the back of the plane. We're not talking about the middle seat. Yeah, we're not talking about that middle area where passengers are sitting by the emergency exit. We're talking about where the flight attendant's kicked back. He is holding her back with a scalding hot pot of coffee, threatening to open the rear cabin of the door. So flight attendants and passengers rushed at him at the point. The complaint says his arms and legs were secured with zip ties as people held him. This escapade went on for 45 minutes and they grounded the plane in Orlando. He was charged with assault or intimidation of flight crew member and flight attendant and interfering with performance of duties. Threatening to murder a plane of, 200 people? That should also be, huge. So, what the heck is going on with people these days? Was he on drugs? Was he paranoid? You know, it kind of makes you wonder who sits in those rows where, you know, you get a lot of foot room when you sit in the emergency exit rows. I don't want anybody sitting there. I mean, I would rather have, I forget what they're called, the air marshals sitting there. That they get the seat right there by that emergency exit so somebody can't just sit there and open it up and plan on killing everybody in the plane. It's a shame it's gotten like that because now airlines have to, you know, up their security. And I'm sure there's measures in place where it's not that easy to open a door. But you can have, you know, while somebody's sleeping in the middle of the night, people next to you sleeping. You know, do you have that power to open up those side doors? If you guys know anything about planes, let us know. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, in terms of rating airplanes, very interesting. Delta, all right, apparently is the best airline for, quote, on-time arrivals. Yet Spirit has the most complaints. And one in every 16,000 passengers is getting bumped from flights. Which means if there's how many thousands of passengers that fly every day, we're getting a few bumped every day. The Transportation Department has released the rankings of the top U.S. airlines based on their performance for the month of March. And this is being reported by Daily Mail. And Delta scored the best for on-time flights. I have to admit, I've flown Delta recently, and they haven't been bad. The problem with Delta is unless I think you pay to be in their, I don't know, their club, it's not fun, you know, being the last boarding group, like number 7 or whatever. It's like, you know, you got to feel like you got to pay more. But Delta seems to have some better service and is pretty good for on-time flights. Virgin America had the highest rate of delayed flights. And discount carrier Spirit had the highest rate of consumer complaints. The report covers the 12 largest airlines. For on-time performance, Delta, Hawaiian Airlines, United Airlines, American Airlines, Alaska Airlines, Southwest Airlines. Here's my problem with Southwest Airlines. I use Southwest a lot to go to Reno, Nevada. Every time I'm in Reno, my Southwest airline is delayed. And so, if I use Southwest for any other city, it's good. But for Reno, Nevada, and back, Southwest is an issue. Frontier Airlines, which is, I believe, a less expensive airline, about 79.3% on time. SkyWest, ExpressJet, Spirit, JetBlue has been late a lot, and Virgin America ranked last. Now, what about complaints? ExpressJet had the least amount of complaints. Southwest Airlines, and I agree, Southwest staff and crew are awesome. SkyWest, Delta came in next, JetBlue, Alaska, Hawaiian Airlines, United, American Airlines, Virgin America, Frontier Airlines, and then came Spirit. So, again, you know, guys, if we want all this crap to stop on these airplanes, okay, we have the power of the wallet, and we could just stop flying. I mean, you know, have passengers ever considered a strike? You know, no, we can't because we have to work. We have so many demands. There is no way I could cancel any of my flights this summer. For everything I have to do and every place I have to go, I can't just sit there and, I can't take a train to New York. I wish there would be something like that. Not that I would really want to spend extra hours that I don't have, but it would be nice if there's another option. But the only way for me to get to New York, right, in 4 hours from where I live in Vegas is I gotta take a plane. And, you know, it's easier said than done. But I wonder what power we could have to get these airlines to serve us better food, to lower their rates, to ensure safety, to not give us this crap with bumping us off on our flights. I don't know what the answer is. It's almost like the airlines are acting like the insurance companies in healthcare. They claim they have to charge more. They claim this is the way it has to be. And I just don't get that. I don't understand why this is the way it has to be. I mean, didn't fuel go down? We're spending more than we ever have on airline tickets, and I thought the cost of fuel and oil went down. Can somebody explain that to me? One of you asked about electric planes. No, thank you. Last thing I need is electricity going out in a plane. Please don't get me scared. Now, this is very interesting. Apparently, employees are increasingly being tested. Oh, I apologize. Testing positive for marijuana, cocaine, and methamphetamines at work. They say driving the rates of positive drug tests in the United States to the highest level in 12 years. Quest Diagnostics, a leading lab services company in Madison, New Jersey, released its annual analysis of more than 10 million workforce drug tests and have found that 4.2% of drug tests came back positive last year, up from 4%. They say Illinois' positive drug test rate matched the national average. Employees' drugs of choice varied depending on the state that they're in. Now, cocaine is big in Chicago's south suburbs. This is coming from McCall.com, the morning call. Marijuana was the most common drug for which workers tested positive. They say the rate of positive drug tests in the nation's workforce remains far lower than the nearly 14% positive rate the U.S. faced when they first started the report back in 1988. So we're doing a little better keeping an eye on, drugs in the workplace. And I think it's the fear of being drug tested. You know, I mean, so many jobs, even schools, in medical school, we were drug tested. Yeah, I mean, everybody has to get a drug test. That's just the way it is. And so we, I think people now are expecting to be tested, so maybe less of them are doing the drugs at work, but we're still seeing highs. They say they've been climbing these rates since 2012. According to medical review officer and founder of SafeWorks Illinois in Champaign, Dr. David Fletcher says it's pretty alarming. Driving the increase are positive tests for marijuana. We're seeing more and more marijuana use. But like I said, also cocaine, speed, 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, guys, so we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Glenn writes on Facebook, can we discuss the older doctor topic you brought up before? My doctor has been taking care of me since 2005, but I notice he has a tremor. It goes away when he holds a pen, but I'm nervous. I think at some point you have to retire. Why don't doctors retire when they are long overdue? He also wants to ask about tremors. So we had discussed earlier in the previous hour, for those of you who might be tuning in late, that there was a headline talking about how older doctors may have higher mortality rates with their patients. And it was a very small study done by Harvard Medical School where they looked at a bunch of patients, Medicare insurance claims and hospitalized patients, and they found that there was maybe a slight better chance of outcome if the doctor was under 40 years old than if the doctor was over 60 or in their 50s. And so you're going to see a bunch of headlines saying, oh, you know, older doctors, you know, put the patients at risk for early death and all sorts of stupid stuff. So, no, that's not the case. But you are bringing up a very interesting point in terms of, you know, is a doctor, I see what you're asking. What you're asking is, will a doctor call it when he needs to call it? And what's to stop him from not? I see people calling in. Manny will get to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Have any of you ever had a doctor that you thought was too old and, you know, should retire? Or have you ever had a doctor that was too young and you thought, you know what, this doctor is not, you know, is not, I should say, experienced enough? And, you know, I was the type of doctor when I came out of medical school where I looked a lot younger than I was, and I acted a lot younger when I was. So I was like, oh, hi, how's it going? I'm Dr. Dahlia. Hey, what? Oh, you got a boo-boo. Do you have a boo-boo? Well, let's take off your shoes. Let's take off your sockies. Let's take a look at the boo-boo. You know, the guy's like, ma'am, I'm like 55 years old. I know. Let's take a look at the boo-boo. I can't kiss your boo-boo. But let's see what's going on here. And let's make, you know, let's fix it real good. And it's like, okay. And I think I turned off a lot of patients. I think a lot of patients were like, you know what? This girl's whack. She's obviously not acting very cerebral. And the Marcus Welby type. And people like the whole Marcus Welby type. You know, the older, more, or House, right? You know, where they're more cerebral and academic, etc. But it's very interesting. You know, will a doctor throw in the towel, or if they are older, will they try to continue working? I would say don't worry about that, because the average doctor, especially with Obamacare, cannot wait to retire. Okay? The average doctor right now, in fact, the average person, I think a year or two out of medical school, is trying to figure out their end game. So I don't foresee somebody going, look, I have so many expenses that I'm going to make this work. I think a lot of medical providers, you know, once Medicare kicks in, and if they did put a little bit of savings, I think a lot of medical providers, with what we see in the clinic, we are realizing day after day that we better get the hell out of the clinic and enjoy life. And so I rarely see a doctor practice beyond his time. It's just, you're like, you know what? I want to travel. I want to live. I want to see my kids. I want to see my grandkids. And so, you know, most people, if they could do an early retirement or start to settle down, that's fine. Another thing many medical providers will do is they'll start cutting back on certain procedures. Now, many medical providers already do that because they're like, look, this is, you know, we're not getting paid for this. Me standing in an OR all day, you know, just doesn't make sense. So many people, if they do have, let's say, back issues or tremors, you know, they'll on their own start, you know, cutting that back. The last thing they want is to lose their license. You know, that's, I think, what protects you from having a medical provider. Now, mind you, there could be some bozos out there, but what protects you from having a medical provider that does not appropriately call it when he needs to call it or she needs to call it is we want to take our medical license with us to the grave. A doctor losing their medical license is like stripping them naked on Game of Thrones, okay? When people are going, shame, shame behind you. Okay, doctors don't want that to ever happen. Now, some doctors will forfeit their license. They're like, look, it's too much money. I'm not practicing anymore. You know, why am I spending this kind of money? Why am I doing CME? I'm not practicing. All right, so some people, they won't on purpose. But if you've been practicing and you've had the love and trust of patients for years, the last thing you want to do is to lose your license. So you're not going to want to do something that puts that at risk. And then we're forgetting the biggest thing. Doctors don't want to put their patients at risk. Okay? You know, if I have the full-blown flu, I am not going to go to work with the flu. Okay? Now, I might not call in sick when I have a migraine or if I have menstrual cramps, or if I'm severely constipated, and, you know, I rarely call out sick, but if I got the flu, I don't want to give my patients the flu. You know, if I have a tremor, I don't, but if I did, I'm not going to want to operate. Now, there are some tremors that go away with movement. Some of you have something called essential tremors, where if you look at your hand, it shakes a little bit. Yet as soon as you write, or as soon as you hold a scalpel, it goes away. Some of you guys that have been high on caffeine have seen that happen. And so not all tremors mean the person should not be holding the scalpel, okay? However, if somebody is unfortunately not maintaining the ability to perform well, they should, you know, surrender that scalpel to somebody else, okay? Or, you know, surrender doing those procedures. Now, he asked, you know, how is the public protected against a doctor who is starting to lose their, you know, faculties, et cetera? Well, again, if, you know, if the medical board starts to get complaints that a doctor is losing their mind, a doctor has a tremor, et cetera, the medical board, now mind you, you have a lot of people out there that are mad about a bill, right, or an ex-wife or an ex-husband, and they could sit there and, you know, cry wolf. So a medical board will hold a hearing, or the medical board will, talk to you. And if they see that you've lost your faculties, or they see that you have certain issues, or they may request a medical exam, etc. So there's a variety of things that a medical board could do, because remember, they're on the line as well. But you, like I said, the average doctor, they're not going to push it. And the reason why is you don't get paid for those procedures. You know, I love doing office procedures, but every time I would do an in-house office procedure to take off a skin tag or to lance a boiler, etc., you lost money. So I did it when I had to, of course, but I don't see myself putting patients at risk or putting my license on the line, you know, to continue to do a procedure if I'm later old, where it just doesn't make sense. You don't get paid. It's not worth the liability. And, you know, why? Because it's fun to work with your hands. You can work with your hands at home. So doctors will probably start, as they start to have more physical issues, they may sit down more. They may, when I was pregnant, you know, I had an IV. I was, like, walking around seeing patients with my IV. Because I had placental insufficiency. I'm like, look, you know, the baby needs fluid, so I have an IV. I mean, you know, you tell your patients what's going on. I have a bad back today. I have a migraine. I told one of my patients I had a migraine. And I'm like, you know, look, you know, I want to make sure that you get what you need today, but I want to let you know I have a migraine. So our visit isn't going to be as long as the other ones. Because, you know, when she would come in, we'd talk for about 30, 40 minutes. And I was like, look, if I'm kind of looking at you with one eye, it's just my migraine's kind of hurting me. I could still, you know, refill your prescriptions, et cetera. But, you know, we won't be able to talk about all the things that, you know, are going on in your life. And I was very honest with her, you know. And so that's what you do. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Speak, speak, speak. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando Español today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. That's what happened to me. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me. What a relief when I found out that treatments for some forms of AMD are available and that research is underway on additional preventions and treatments. AMD is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and over. When I started seeing blurry spots in the middle of my eye, I saw my doctor. She suggested I review the prevention and treatment information on fightblindness.org. Did you know that some forms of AMD can be slowed down or stopped, and in some cases reversed if found in time? Get more information about preserving your vision. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website where I found so much helpful information. Fightblindness.org. 1-800-BLINDNESS. 1-800-254-6363. Or fightblindness.org.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So in the news, we've been, you know, talking a lot about this teenager, South Carolina, who drank a Mountain Dew, drank a cafe latte from McDonald's, slammed an energy drink in within a two-hour period, before school. And unfortunately, had a cardiac arrhythmia and died. And so it was so shocking that a child who probably has a very common morning ritual with thousands of other high school students where, get a coffee, drink some Mountain Dew, etc. Unfortunately, that should not have caused a death. You know, people used to take no-dos when I went to school. People would, drink coffee. I wasn't really big on coffee or caffeine. I'm already naturally hyper. But if I wasn't, I could totally see the attraction. You know, now that I'm a little older, you know how nice it would be for there to be some caffeine gum at my work, and I could just take a little caffeine gum, and then that'll get me through work. And so, caffeine is obviously one of the hottest products out there. And, but unfortunately, this child that died, from what we understand, didn't have any underlying heart conditions. Well, Fox News discusses a study out of Australia saying if you have a genetic heart condition called inherited long QT syndrome, which we've talked about on the show before, probably shouldn't be consuming energy drinks. They looked at 24 people with this long QT syndrome, which can cause irregular heartbeats. About one in every 2,000 people have this condition. And participants in the study received either two sugary-free energy drinks containing a total of 160 milligrams of caffeine plus 2,000 milligrams of the chemical taurine. And then there was a control drink, which consisted of juice and with no caffeine or taurine. Now, a chemical that's often added to energy drinks, this could also, unfortunately, be something that could, enhance caffeine or possibly mess with the heart's rhythm. They say participants, but people take it because it's supposed to enhance mental and athletic performance. Participants in the study were told which they had because they didn't want the placebo effect. Or they wanted to see what happens if somebody thinks they're going to placebo or somebody thinks they're going to have it. They may go, and so we try to take that away, that bias out of there. The results show that the participants' blood pressure increased significantly when they consumed the energy drink compared to when they consumed the control drink. And they said what's more is after consuming the drink, three participants experienced a dangerous increase in a part of their heartbeat's electrical cycle known as the QT interval. So the interval corresponds to the time it takes for the heart to contract and refill with blood, according to the Mayo Clinic. Although this prolonged QT interval doesn't always cause problems, it can trigger life-threatening irregular heartbeats in people with long QT syndrome. So according to study co-author Dr. Christopher Samarian, said the potential cardiovascular risk of energy drinks continues to emerge as an important public health issue. Researchers said that people with long QT syndrome should be cautious about consuming energy drinks. Now, this is where somebody goes, but I don't understand. Why aren't we telling them no coffee? Why aren't we telling them no soda? Which is a good point. Okay? A large Mountain Dew has about 100 milligrams of caffeine. A cup of coffee has 90 milligrams of caffeine. A energy drink averages 80. So why all the fuzz with energy drinks? Well, either A, it's because there's some compounding chemicals and compounding factors within the energy drink, or B, it's because, and I've said this many times, people chug that energy drink fast. If you look at the Red Bull container, it's sexy, it's sleek, it's small, it looks like something you're supposed to drink fast. It does not have that look like you're supposed to carry it around and have it on your desk and have it on your, it also has a look, that gray and blue, like you're doing something a little naughty. Okay, you get that with that? And the designers are brilliant, okay? You don't want to have on your desk a Red Bull sitting there. Because it shows to other people that you were starting to, peter out, and you needed a kick. Now, okay, high school students, they may be showing off their Red Bull, right? But, you see people maybe sitting there dripping, drinking a Pepsi or sipping a Coke or a beer, and you see people milking those. But Red Bulls are designed to be drunk quietly. Get it off the desk. Get it out of your hand. It's too small. You look like an idiot sipping a Red Bull. People don't do that. So people will drink a Red Bull faster than they drink a soda. And mind you, soda, it's hard to drink fast because of all the bubblies. Not an energy drink. It goes down smoother. And also, people aren't looking at, well, you know what? I want this caffeine to kick in 3 hours from now. So I want a controlled release of my caffeine. No. When people need their caffeine, they're like, I need it now. I mean now. I want to feel it now. And so we're in a society where people want to get, you know, people feel something. They are at work going, there is no way I'm going to make it to the meeting like this. I need to, they get the Red Bull, they pound the Red Bull, then it works within minutes, if not, you know, immediately. And now they're ready for the meeting. So people want automatic gratification, automatic results, immediate results. And that's why these things are so addictive. And like I said, the colors, you got that silver and blue, you know, it looks like it's not supposed to be on your desk. Something metallic like that, it just looks like that's not, so it's not going to be something that's going to sit and be looked at, you know, as a desk piece. So you have this underlying, long QT syndrome or this underlying, vulnerability with your heart. That's going to be a problem. One study looked in 2015 that people consuming just one energy drink can increase blood pressure in healthy people. And there were several reports of young people who had suffered heart attacks or abnormal heart rhythms after, unfortunately, drinking energy drinks. And I saw it in my practice. People would come in, healthy people. And I'm like, what the hell is wrong with you? You know, and they're like, well, I, you know, nothing. And I go, what did you eat today? Did you drink an energy drink? Yeah, I had one, but I only had one. Well, one is all it takes. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. They say here that there was a baby found with 100 rat bites, and the parents have been arrested. A crib covered in blood. This is frightening. A crib covered in blood with rat footprints and droppings trailing away from it. And that's what police in Magnolia, Arkansas found. When they investigated a home where a newborn girl had been bitten dozens of times by rodents. Little Rock's KARK reported Tuesday that 19-year-old Erica Shyrock and 18-year-old Charles Elliott were arrested on suspicion of endangering the welfare of a minor. The couple's 15-day-old daughter was taken to a local hospital on Sunday with about 75 to 100 rat bites. Can you imagine how... Oh, that must have been painful. She needed surgery to close a 1-inch wide wound on her forehead. Think of the scars. The Arkansas Democratic Gazette published a detailed affidavit that detailed the probable cause that allowed police to search a couple's house, tells what they found. Shyrock and Elliott apparently knew their house had a rat infestation, but didn't do anything about the problem. Shyrock told investigators she woke up to sounds of the baby screaming, found her covered in blood. The pair apparently called Elliott's mother before taking the baby to the hospital, worried that authorities would take the girl away from him. The baby had suffered bites to the face, arms, and hands. Currently, the parents are being held in no bond at the Columbia County Detention Center. That is horrible. I know, you know, stupid people shouldn't be having kids. Oh, my gosh, poor baby. Poor baby. Hopefully, she's going to be taken care of, you know, by somebody who will take care of her. 1-877-DEATH-VALLEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.